When it came to the Iran nuclear deal, Russia and the U.S. were able to work together to secure an agreement. But when it comes to Syria, it's a different story. The U.S. government is not pleased with Russia's airstrikes in Syria, but Russians seem to be on board. Charles Maines has a story from Moscow.
On Russian state television, the Russian military campaign in Syria is one success after another.
Кадры с беспилотника, на первый взгляд, это просто лес.
В начале Сирии, где контрнаступление правительственной армии...
Terrorist targets destroyed through precision airstrikes. The Syrian army on the counterattack against Islamic State. And ever new surprises up Moscow's sleeve.
Кроме авиации...
At a televised meeting at the presidential compound in Sochi this month, Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told President Putin Russian warships in the Caspian Sea had launched cruise missiles at ISIS targets in Syria. 26 precision strikes, said Shoigu, from nearly 1,000 miles away. American officials dispute the accuracy of those strikes. But opposition politician Vladimir Ryzhkov says the Russian campaign is in fact showcasing effective military reforms carried out under Putin in recent years. The message, this is the new improved Russian army.
Russian military officials are clearly showing the Americans that we have the same planes, the same smart bombs. We can carry out the same military campaign as you.
And at least publicly, Russia has laid out the same objectives, to destroy the threat of ISIS and bring peace to Syria. Though the U.S. and its Western allies suspect Putin has another goal, propping up Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, Moscow's ally and best chance to reassert influence in the region. And Western reports say Russia is concentrating its air power on anti-Assad forces rather than ISIS, though Putin has pushed back against that narrative. Speaking at a forum in Moscow, Putin accused Western leaders of having, quote, mush for brains when it came to their strategy against the Islamic State. They tell us they don't want to cooperate with us and we're bombing the wrong targets, said Putin. Well, then we say, give us the targets where there are only 100% terrorists. And again, they say no. Well, then we ask them to give us targets where we shouldn't bomb. And again, no answer, said Putin. And that applause is reflected in the polls. Recent surveys suggest Russians are firmly behind the air campaign against ISIS, over 70%, including these Russians out near Red Square. I'm for Putin. He's doing everything right. He's raised Russia from its knees, says pensioner Natalia Nikolaevna. It's our blood interest. Islamic State is a direct threat to Russia. We had no other choice, says lawyer Yelena Krutitskaya. Adds this man, someone needs to keep order. If we're not there, all hell will break loose. The Kremlin says it's ruled out troops on the ground, yet several prominent politicians, including Chechen President Ramzan Kadyrov, have called for Russian volunteers to join the Syrian army in the fight against Islamic State. Such arguments are reminiscent of Russia's actions in Ukraine, where the definition of soldier and volunteer have often blurred at Moscow's convenience. But Valentina Melnikova of the Soldiers' Mothers Committee says never mind Ukraine. The Syrian operation reminds her of what Kremlin authorities once said about the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan in the 1980s. And that war cost the lives of thousands of Soviet soldiers and nearly a million Afghans.
In
Afghanistan, the authorities also talked at first about a campaign limited in scope.
Alexei Skorobogatka was one of nearly a million Soviet soldiers who cycled through the Afghan war. A life within a life is how he describes his two intense years there. He says back then, soldiers received a simple explanation.
All countries near the Soviet Union should be pro-Soviet. In other words, a security buffer. If Soviet soldiers didn't go into Afghanistan, then the Americans would send theirs in first.
Skorobogatka says for now he's holding judgment on Russia's current Syrian campaign, but he hopes the Afghan experience taught Russia's leadership important lessons about the risks of foreign wars in that part of the world. And even if not, he adds, they can always look to what happened to the Americans. For The World, I'm Charles Maines in Moscow.